The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Rolling?
Yes.
Welcome to the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Hello.
Pam's over there.
Hello.
Phil's over there.
What's up?
We're very excited to announce we're doing another Chaz and AJ monthly meal at Prime 16 in Orange. Best burgers in the world. And barbecue.
Yes.
So we're going to be giving away your opportunity to come and bring a guest all week on the show.
Yep.
So make sure you listen.
Do it.
Thank you very much.
Do it.
Interesting week. AJ, a lot of time spent talking about you.
Yes. Next week, somebody else.
Yeah, we'll shift the focus.
Yeah, why not? share the wealth.
We've been partners for 20 years. I've seen you pissed, more often than like in the early years. But wow, this was the most I've ever seen you just go bananas.
I saw red. I must admit, I saw a complete red. I was just like, that was it. I'm done.
Well, you turned your own mic off.
Yep.
But still continued to talk.
Because I was so mad, I wouldn't stop.
But get mine
on. I'm like, I'm not talking to you, and this is why I'm not talking to you people.
I thought it was funny. Let's analyze some of these clips, Phil.
You know what? I can't say a goddamn thing without somebody jumping on it. Every freaking thing I do, it's annoying. You know what?
All right, hold on right there.
That's right, Tom Cruise. It's annoying.
It's annoying. Wow, that was so loud.
Yeah.
Changing tones there.
Yeah, that's because how incensed I was. I'm like, I didn't even care my vocal abilities anymore. I'm just like yelling.
What was it that pissed you off so much?
You know what the weird thing is? Is that the fact that, that moment I was so angry that I really can't remember exactly what it was. I think it was the fact that he kept on playing. Oh, I know. Because he kept on playing that whole steak thing over and over again. Do it. It's annoying. Exactly. And no matter how many times I was trying to explain it, he just kept on playing it over and over again. And it was annoying. It was annoying. It was annoying the fucking piss out of me. And it's starting to fucking annoy the piss out of me again.
All right. Well, we'll stop if you want.
No, we're good. It's annoying.
Right.
Yeah, now we're good. Good.
But then it doesn't help that I'm laughing, Pam's laughing.
It was 3-1.
Phil's laughing.
I'm like, I felt like the Last of the Ninjas.
It was a brutal beating. It was the end of Casino.
It really was. It was a cornfield all over again.
Yeah. Let's hear some more.
You know what? Have a good rest of your show.
All right. So here you turn the mic off.
Yep.
Like I'm checking out, but we could still hear you talk.
Yeah.
Yep.
My favorite part about that clip, yes, AJ, but you can hear Pam is trying to laugh, but also trying to hold it back because she doesn't want to take the brunt of AJ's anger here.
No.
She's stuck in the studio.
Well, she was right within striking distance. I could have flung a shoe at her.
Again, he's done it before. So.
I have.
I know he has the capability.
Flip-flop coming by your head?
Yep, flip-flop to the head.
Yep.
AJ, what's it like when you're mad and Pam's laughing?
It's annoying!
Oh, okay.
I'm like, oh, you're so close right now.
It's just, it's hard sometimes because at first, I didn't realize how angry he was because it is funny. I don't mean to laugh at it, but right, like, isn't it hard to tell sometimes between if he's joking or not?
Yes. And I will say, when somebody gets mad and you know you're not supposed to laugh, it's hard.
Right.
And we had that happen in the boss's office this week. He was screaming at the top of his lungs at all four of us. And I look at Pam. She's red trying to hold back her laugh.
She was dying.
I have a big smile on my face. And the smile is, I know if I laugh, I'm going to be dead.
I'm like, how amusing. A man is getting mad at us.
And every time I looked at you, Chaz, it would make me laugh harder.
And he's getting more pissed because we think it's funny.
It's right. Annoying.
Exactly.
Right. And that's kind of what happens. AJ gets mad and we're like, oh, this is funny.
Right.
And my my go-to has been, wow, if we don't have really strong A material scheduled, we always know an AJ freak out is going to be a lot of fun for everybody. The listeners, the tribe calls, and it becomes this whole thing. And AJ becomes this ninja warrior. Like, you ever see that movie where there's like one guy and he takes out like 30 people with his hands and they're coming at him with like swords and all sticks and pull sticks and right. That's it. AJ becomes that person who's just flicking people off.
I was flipping people off.
And you were definitely flipping people off.
I flipped all of you off a couple of times.
Yeah. Flip flopped us off.
You become that superhero
right.
in the movie, and it's like very enjoyable to watch and be part of.
It is.
And but my thing has been, I've been going to that too often. And AJ finally got to the point where he just had a meltdown beyond meltdowns.
It's annoying!
Exactly.
you actually swore. I don't know if we have that.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't, but I have what happened.
I hit the dump button so it didn't go out over the air.
And I really appreciate that. I just lost control.
Oh, well, I'll never let anything happen to you beyond our control.
Thank you. Appreciate
you know
that.
What I mean?
Same here.
Yeah.
Have any control.
And there you are.
And then he just sat there.
Yeah.
And here he goes again with the damn playing the goddamn thing over and over again.
I was asked to play this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do we have any other clips of that?
Yeah.
Oh, the mic. He turned his mic off.
Yeah, it's just goddamn annoying. It's just too goddamn annoying.
Yeah, maybe. I hit the dumb button.
I became Rayman. Yeah, definitely too annoying. Yeah, definitely too annoying.
This is where Pam can't hold the laugh back anymore.
You sound like Bart freaking Simpson.
I know. I'm cynical.
Don't have a cow. Yeah.
Now I realize he's mad at this point. I thought he was not super mad. I thought he was just having fun with it. And then I was like, oh, that's when I realized, oh, he's mad.
This shit's real. Shit's real.
When he turned his mic off and said, have a good rest of your show. I knew. Wow. I'm like, wow, we're in new territory.
Which wasn't terrible because we only had 20 minutes left to go. We only had two breaks to go. So.
And then he said, like, fuck or whatever. Mm-hmm. What did you say exactly to you?
I had with this fucking thing.
Yeah.
Or I had with this fucking
thing. Have a good rest of your show.
I had with you fucking people or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Thank you, Bart Simpson.
I thought you were going to walk out of the studio at that point. I really did.
I came close.
I was like, oh, the door's not open. Because
I was, see, when I see red, I have to get out immediately. Because I can't control myself.
No, we got you too, man. I apologize for that. Oh, my God. That is funny shit.
Also, this is the first time that I can remember a back-to-back wheeze from Pam. I don't know if you've heard that through the play, but there's
a back-to-back wheeze. It sounds like you're
purple.
About to say, oh, my God, the second time.
She was purple.
It's an exhale into an inhale with a continuous wheeze in between.
It's a double wheeze.
Double wheeze. I don't think
double
whammy wheeze.
I think you just create something new.
The second part of that wheeze sounds like Joey from Blossom.
I bet you if you played it backwards, you hear I buried Paul.
It sounds like a swing set, like a squeaky swing set.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all we have.
And any other clips, or is that it?
No, that's all that I grabbed.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
That's the greatest hits.
Oh, I wish it was the whole thing.
It's the best parts.
Those are the best parts.
Yeah.
Oh, so
because I feel like AJ was talking a couple times, but his mic was off, so you couldn't hear him too well because he was coming through Pam's mic on the other side of the studio. And then we were sort of laughing on top of it. So those were the clearest sound bites.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Like, why didn't you turn off my mic too, AJ?
I couldn't explain that. I have no idea. Because you know what? Because I said, you guys have a nice rest of your show. So you're still there. Chad's still there.
Right. You can't turn Pam off.
I shut myself off. I was taking myself out. You guys have fun.
Like, I'm off.
Game. Yeah. Continue your part of the game.
Have a good rest of your show.
That should be my son if no one. Have a good rest of your show.
Can't say nothing to
nobody in this town.
This is what I have to fucking deal with in this town.
Okay.
By the way, that reminds me, I ran out of high blood pressure pills.
If you took AJ's temperature before that laugh, and then right after that laugh, it was probably up 3 or 4 degrees.
I would have blew up a friggin' thermometer.
Yeah.
Blood pressure machine. I would boom.
And then the tribe, I thought they were just being funny at the end.
Oh,
during the call in.
Yeah.
And you didn't like what they were saying.
No. Well, a couple of guys, that one guy is like, oh, you get made fun of or something, you get good money, so suck it up. Fuck you. Suck it up. I got something to suck. I got something. Oh, because that dick, man. And, I got something to suck right
here. It's annoying.
Thank you.
So mad.
It's like, you know what? There's a time, like maybe the next day would have been a good time to do it. But at that moment, I'm like, you know what, pal? If we're in a bar right now, it's on.
I got to tell you, every workplace has this kind of back and forth.
Yeah.
And there's always one guy who, you know, gets the brunt of it,
yep.
but can take it. And, you know, once in a while, that person goes nuts. And that's exactly what this is. You know, it's a workplace of millions.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And
I'm much better now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but I must say, I had a freaking major I had a headache behind my eyes. Pam had to get, like, medication for me.
Yeah.
Because I felt like my eyes were going to pop out of my head.
Advil, AJ. It's not like I went to a dispensary.
Pam went down to her dealer.
Yeah.
Oh, there's things flying.
Oh, no. He's mad again,
man. Annoying.
It's annoying.
It's annoying.
She's so much fun to throw things at.
You just threw something at her.
I threw a headphone case at her. It's like vinyl.
Right.
I think I just everything I say annoys you.
It's like annoying. It's like a bag I threw at you.
Yeah.
But this was bag even back when Billy was here.
Oh,
I would say something.
Billy
would laugh. And AJ would get pissed at Billy.
Yes!
Because we have a hierarchy here, because I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you, so yeah. I can't yell at you.
Yeah.
So everybody else gets it.
I'm glad you don't. Like, I'm one of those people, and I'll be the first to admit it. Like, I can't take it. Like, you're one of those guys, you could dish it out, but you could take it, and you could hand it back, you know?
Right, so. But I would never, ever... ever yell at you just because basically if it wasn't for you, I would not be standing here right now. No. So
I don't know about that.
And that's something I will never, ever forget.
You might be at a better place.
What the fuck's wrong with you? What you doing?
It feel good.
You might be getting more money.
I don't think so.
Have a good rest of your show.
It, it's all about respect.
We should put something up on our website for like sound bites, where you could download this stuff for your phone.
Oh yeah,
maybe
yeah.
like on the app or whatever.
Sure, I love this for my phone.
It's annoying.
It's annoying. So kind of annoying.
Yeah, imagine if you could just like download one and then just press it over and over. It's annoying.
That'd be cool for a ringtone.
Yeah. Show. Yeah, because it is annoying when a phone goes off somewhere.
It's annoying.
It's annoying.
Exactly.
Uh-oh, the wife's texting.
It's annoying.
It's annoying.
Yeah, specific yeah. ringtone.
Oh,
right. Like, that could be the wife's ringtone. Yeah.
Or look, Pam's calling right now.
Oh, I like that.
Answer the phone.
No one would ever. Phones would be on silent.
Yeah, that's good. I like it. Well, thank you for listening this week. Look forward to another great week next week.
Yes.
Thanks for spreading the word. Because the podcast numbers are through the roof.
Thank you.
And we really, it just makes us look good. What do you think?
I just got an idea. So we never talked about this on air, but the tribe's insults about our feet, AJ and mine and my feet,
annoying. There was some hilarious one.
Give us a couple of the highlights, and then we'll make a break for it on Monday.
Well, let's see. One of the highlights was that did Pam...
So we posted a picture of Pam's foot with her curly toe.
Right.
And the toenail paint was a little chipped.
A little chipped, yeah.
And then AJ's foot.
Right.
Let's see if I can find
And some
them.
People were saying, hey, why is AJ painting his toenails, which I thought was funny.
Yeah.
One person said, what the fuck, Pam? It looks like you have all thumbs on your toes.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Another one was a person said something along the lines of, what'd you play with, like, bricks as soccer balls as a kid?
Yeah, that was a good one. How do you remember things?
Well, those things you just don't forget.
Oh, there's 63 comments.
Oh, yeah.
I was laughing out loud reading some of them.
Some of them were brilliant.
Of course, my phone is not.
Yeah, and it was funny. It wasn't mean funny.
Exactly.
They weren't trying to be mean.
Right.
It was, I'm going to be funny right now. They were really, everyone I read, I'm like, these people are hysterical.
Pam's foot looks like she was playing with the same fireworks as the guy from the Giants.
Yeah, that was it. That was awesome. That was brilliant. I was in awe of that. I'm like, I wish I saw that one.
They were so good.
Yeah, there were a lot of lines like that. Yep. I'm like, wow, I wish I thought of that.
And that's the whole key, is to be funny. If you're funny with an insult, you know what? The person can't get mad at you because it's funny.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
It's annoying.
One guy posted a picture of a dog's
the paw print
in the sand, and he wrote, Pam was at the beach, lol. But look at. I got a pedicure because.
Oh, and it looks
the
very
tribe
nice.
Made me get a pedicure. So I did it for you guys. That was a lie. Yes.
You're one lie. Day late. Look very pretty, Pam. And then just one quick thing. I wanted to mention this on the air last Friday, but when we get to the end of the show, it's always we're pressing against the clock because Wiggy's coming on and we got to get him on the air.
Yeah.
But Johnny A came on for a second and it was his birthday weekend and we're all wishing him a happy birthday. And the one thing I want to say about him is, you know, we do a lot of community work on the show. And there was one time the YMCA in Waterbury needed a roof. I went there. I went on a tour. A person showed me around. And I swear to God, they had a bucket in the middle of the basketball court. Buckets in different locations catching the water coming through the ceiling. Ooh. Now, you walk through here and it was after school time and you see these kids and you know they this is the safest place for them to be right now. And they have no other place to go. So I'm like, we got to put a new roof on this place and let's see if we can find someone who could do that. Now, Phil's dad and his grandfather have had this business for a long, long time. I called a number of different people thinking that someone would be able to do it. And yeah. Phil was like, well, my dad can, you know, I have to say that no one came out to even look at it. The only person to come out, and he drove all the way from Stanford to climb up on the roof and price the job was his dad. And I'll never forget that.
Like,
just
up.
Such a good,
wow.
good man.
Here, here, absolutely.
That's awesome.
And
absolutely.
I wanted to say that, but we were running up against the clock. But
aww.
Happy birthday, Johnny A.
Yeah,
happy birthday.
He's a good man.
Love you, man.
I'll always remember that.
Yeah, we had a great time celebrating.
Yeah, trying to kill geese.
Right.
Phil sends me a picture of his dad holding the bow and arrow.
Oh, my God.
There's nothing else in the shot.
A family that kills together stays together.
That's the Week in Review podcast. Subscribe to us on iTunes, and we've been asked to ask you, which makes sense, to comment on it. Because the more comments you make, the more it'll come up in a search, and then people who maybe don't listen to the show will hear about us. And you help us spread the word, and thank you for doing that, and you can help by subscribing and commenting. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Bye-bye.
Pam's over there.
See ya.
Phil's over there.
Have a good rest of your show.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.